This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca share advice on how to get to the other side of yours. Today, we're here with Kristen Reed. I feel very excited to have you here with me today, Kristen. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I'm honored to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So, Kristen, would you please, in a couple sentences, let us know who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy, if you're busy, and I'm guessing you are, during the day.
Yes, totally. Okay, so I'm Kristen Reed, like you said. I'm a registered nurse. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I came to Boston as a travel nurse, found the love of my life, moved here, now here I am. So I work at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and then I have my own holistic health business, and I offer health and wellness nurse coaching, Reiki therapy, and health and wellness workshops. So that keeps me busy.
I bet. I just can't imagine, in addition to being a nurse, helping other nurses and doing the work that you do. I'm so happy that you do the work you do, but yes, busy. Yes. So Kristen, here at the Epic Comeback Podcast, we talk about going through absolute caca. Would you please summarize what you went through and what was the worst part of it?
Sure. So in a quick summary, I was in a whitewater rafting accident in 2008, and I ended up breaking my back. I was in physical therapy school getting my doctor at the time, so I had to move back home to rehab for almost a year. Once I did that, I entered into nursing school, became a nurse, and then I ended up going through a really painful divorce after being together for almost 11 years. It was very, very painful, but I got up from the other side, and now I'm who I am today. So that's my quick version of it.
Amazing, amazing. What a story. So we believe on this podcast that it takes a total warrior to get to the other side, not only of something like breaking your back, it sounds like it was just two huge crises on top of each other. And it takes a warrior to get through that. What is the best part about being on the other side?
Yeah, definitely. I think the best part about being on the other side, Nikki, is that it's made me who I am today. It's made me stronger and more resilient. I feel like I can face the world, and it's given me perspective and gratitude for my journey and my story.
That's wonderful. Yeah, after getting through something like that feeling of strength, like, all right, world, what else do you have for me? I can handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And I feel like I've been through that. I can handle whatever life throws my way. And I really believe it's all part of my journey. And it's all, you know, it all brought me to where I'm supposed to be. So
what a healthy perspective. That's incredible, Kristen. That's awesome. So Kristen, who are some other brave, awesome warriors like you who've gone through this kind of, just some kind of the ringer and come out on the other side? Who would be really good guests on this podcast?
Yeah, so I thought right away, without even taking a breath, my friend Ramana Kaba, she lives here in Boston. She's a fellow nurse as well, who is just a complete warrior. She actually has her own podcast as well. And she's just, you know, empowers women, and she's just a beautiful soul.
She sounds like a rock star, and I will definitely get in touch with her. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the next question, this is the real nugget here. You've been through a lot, Kristen, and you are a testament to being able to be strong and to be a warrior. What is a piece of advice that you would give to other women who are listening to this right now, who are in the midst of absolute baloney and muck?
Yeah. It sucks. And I don't ever want to make it sound like I have the answers or the great advice, but I have a few things I've thought of. Number one is to ask for help. I think it's really important that we try not to handle it all on our own. We reach out to those people who love us and support us and ask for help when we need it. And I think the second thing for me, Nikki, was really just focusing on like the baby steps. So what's the next thing you can do? What is the next step I can take to get me forward? Not like a week from now, a month from now, my to-do list is a mile long. What is like the one thing? And then once you get to the next thing, take a breather. What's the next thing? I think that really helps to kind of break it down into sort of these bite-sized pieces, and then to know that you're not alone, that, you know, the community of women around you are here to support you and love you and to lift you up.
That is beautiful. And I personally found the same thing. What I love about your advice is that it's really, really specific. And what you yeah. said right at the beginning of that, Kristen, when you said, you know what, it sucks.
Yeah.
I think that's so helpful to women to just hear that, just to acknowledge, just to say, you know what, this absolutely freaking sucks.
Yeah.
And and just to accept that. And for me anyway, when I was going through muck, that brought me relief. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think it's so easy for when someone is trying to help you and give you advice, I think it's easy for them to make it seem like they're minimizing it or shooing it away when that doesn't help us. It stinks and it's no fun. And it's, you know, like you feel like you're in the trenches, but you'll get out. And just like I said, that one step at a time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah. So since we're, Kristen, since we're all about being epic on this show, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
So if I could have one superpower, I think it would be going along with, I think this is in my heart and my passion being a nurse, is to be like the ultimate healer, like having a magic wand and like being able to heal people of their diseases, their ailments, in this case, their sorrow and their grief and their struggle, and just being able to have that like magic wand to take it all away.
I got a little follow-up question for you, Kristen, which is, has it occurred to you that you already have that superpower?
I have it maybe a little bit, but I would like it in a larger scale. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. The magic wand. I love that. Yeah. So Kristen, where can we find you online? You mentioned that you have your own business healing and wellness.
Yes. So that business is a holistic health business, and you can find me at, the website is www.nursingyourwaytowellness.com. And then I'm on Facebook and social media. Facebook, it's my business page with the same business name, Nursing Your Way to Wellness, or my personal name, Kristen Reed. And then Instagram, I'm at kreed85. So awesome. You can find all sorts of inspiration and holistic health and wellness ideas and tips and tricks. And on my website as well, Nikki, I have a free resource on the bottom, a cheat sheet for your healthiest week. I think your listeners would like that as well, because there's some, you know, self-help things and motivation and inspirational tips that you can get as well. So that's a nice resource.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Kristen, because I believe that self-care, self-help, and compassion and self-love, giving ourselves permission to take a minute and to say, what would be the ideal way for me to take care of myself right now, and then to do it.
Absolutely. Especially in a time of struggle and, you know, grief and challenges, I think it's so important to really hone in on that and make it an absolute priority. Very important. Yeah.
Rock on. I love it. Kristen, I'm so grateful that you are on the other side and that you are helping other women to get there too. Thank you so much for being my guest today. This is Nikki Bruno with Kristen Reed on the Epic Comeback Podcast. And if you're looking for other great ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering situation, please go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.